Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. And this morning we have Eric Demery with us. How are you doing, Eric?
Kemp, I'm great. How are you?
I'm fantastic, and I appreciate you being with our listeners. You know, we're down here in Texas at the Gaylord Texas in Dallas. We're at your annual, you know, you have two meetings a year with Carpet, One Floor and Home. This is the big one, I think, isn't
That's it? Correct.
All right. So I thought it'd be great, you know, for me just to ask you a couple questions about this meeting, about what you're seeing out there. Eric, for those that don't know you very well, you've been in the flooring business for over 30 years. I think you started with Tuftex, you were with Home Depot for most of their growth years, and now you're the president of Carpet One Floor and Home. I know one of the reasons that you're successful is because you go out there and you spend time with your members. Tell me what you're seeing out there when you visit your members.
Well, good, bad, and ugly. I mean, there are good highlights and spots where members, even in tough markets like Michigan and some of the places in the Midwest and even Florida and California, are still doing well. You know, the Michigan group says flat up there is up.
Right.
So, but you know, you don't have to go farther than the newspapers to understand what's happened to us in the builder industry and the mortgage and financial markets and the impact that's had on markets that have been tremendously overbuilt like Southern California, Arizona, Nevada, parts of Southern Florida. But our group is very resilient, to use a flooring term, and they're realist. They understand that, look, this is a serious time and economic conditions are tougher. But they're digging their heels in and saying, look, we're going to get our share. We're going to plow through this. And I believe that the financially strong and savvy independent entrepreneurs, when the recovery starts, will come out of this much, much stronger than we've ever been.
Right. And a lot of people say that, you know, when you're in a dip like this, I guess the more severe the dip is, when you finally do see some recovery, there's a lot of pent-up demand. So I know a lot of people right now are spending time just getting their business right, doing a lot of analysis on their balance sheet, and kind of hunkering down. When you're out there and you're visiting, a lot of the success I think you see out there, as we covered in our November issue of Floor Focus, is based, you know, really on where they are in the country and you know, whether or not there was a peak, and now they've come mm-hmm. off their peak. Certain areas of the country, like the Midwest, they didn't peak, so the business is pretty good. I had breakfast this morning with one of your members I think they're out there in the Vail, Colorado area, mm-hmm. and she said business is on fire, doing very well.
Yeah, they had a booming year.
Let me just ask you, based on success you're seeing out there, is it really dependent on where they are geographically, or are there some things that some members are doing that are making themselves more successful regardless of where they are geographically?
Well, like I said earlier, you can't ignore the realities of the overbuilt markets, Southern California, Phoenix, Nevada, you know, Michigan affected by the auto industry, and obviously Southern California. So they are being affected by the reality of their marketplace with new housing and what's happening with floor closures. But even in those markets, there are basic things. If you focus your time and energy and effort on flawlessly executing across every discipline. See, in today's market, more than ever, the expectations of the consumer has elevated tenfold to where it ever was, in my opinion. And yet, they become very bargain-hunting conscious. They're value-driven now, more so than ever, and even in the luxury side. And value doesn't mean cheap products, cheap prices. So some people make that mistake. Value means that they see clearly, not perceived value. They see clear, real, tangible value and are willing to pay the right price for good quality. And if you look at our mix of business is substantially higher in better end products across the board. Wood, laminate, hard surface, mm-hmm. Relax Its Lees is our dominant program, and those products are not inexpensive, but they're great value. And I think the members, this goes for any independent retailer. Members have to understand I better be grand opening ready every single day because my consumers expect it. I have to make sure that I've positioned my products and my merchandising and my pricing that communicates to them value without having to be told that by a salesperson, because none of us like that. So we work on those things. And then you have to have a sincere interest in helping that consumer protect their floor covering investment. And you do that by things such as selling the proper maintenance packages to keep their warranties, you know, valid. And those are services that consumers not only appreciate when they're presented properly, but they are more than willing to pay for. You got to face the reality. If your traffic count is down 30-40%, you better find a way to add value to the average ticket and raise that ticket 10-30%. Our members are very, very good at doing that. Our average ticket actually is up this year because of that. So three things I tell members. Go get the business. You cannot sit still in this marketplace. You got to be almost like a stockbroker. Go get the business.
Build the traffic.
Go get it. Mm-hmm. Number two, make sure that the customers you sell, if your closing ratio was 30%, in this economy, it better be 70. And that your sales associates have to understand that you cannot let one single consumer walk out the door. It's more critical now than ever. And when you have that consumer, come up with an intelligent game plan that raises the average ticket, that sells them the best quality product that they can afford. Oh. And you know, what's interesting, Kev, is most of the floor covering consumers that we've researched, you know, after they've made their purchase, they surprisingly say, you know, I spent half of what I thought I would.
Yeah, I know it. Right? My last editorial was about that. They go in expecting to pay, you know, a certain amount of money, and they walk out very satisfied, and most of the times they spent less than they thought they
would. Did you ever notice something, though, Kemp? I always find this fascinating about retailers, and this is not just floor covering, that we're our own worst enemies. You know, instead of helping intelligently consult with and be a trusted advisor to the consumer and really focus in on finding the right and proper product for them, we gravitate back to price. It's like we're fearful that they're going to walk out if I don't give them the low price. And
and
our most successful member, I'm telling you, they never do that.
Right.
If anything, they logically present the product in such a fashion that the consumer on their own says, you know something, honey, this is worth the extra money.
Yeah. And these are the experts, and we need to buy from the people that know how to, you know, bring us and show us what we need that will meet our needs.
The problem is today, there's so much noise, Kemp. Look, who do you go to that doesn't say, we have the best brands, we have the lowest prices, nobody can beat our financing?
Right.
It's noise. And what makes it even more noisy is now, if you believe what's being said, that 80% of all consumers that are in the market for a considered purchase, and certainly floor covering is, just as a kitchen would be, or
right.
Automobiles, the Automobile Association, 8 out of 10 people are using the internet first to research and find the car they want before they actually go to a dealership. We believe it's 6 out of 10 in the floor covering business.
Because the tickets, what is the average ticket? $3,000-$4,000, right?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. But I think to attract today's consumer, look, you got to sell, and you got to sell profitably. You have to make a product proposition to the consumer, using simple terms, good, better, best, from my, you know, big box days.
Right.
That intelligently tiers the customer up so that they can, on their own, perceive or get real tangible value in better features and benefits that are personalized to them and are willing to spend the additional money. Now, we've got unbelievable programs to help facilitate that. We have the best financing plans in this entire industry. Probably in any industry. Mm-hmm. So our members use that very effectively. You know, we have proprietary brands that no one else can offer, that
right.
can't be shopped, that are ours exclusively, and our members use that.
And that helps with the whole pricing issue. Why talk about price if they can't go down the street and find the same
product?
Well,
if you think about it, look, the average consumer today is probably replacing carpet. You know, we used to say every 5 years. Who knows what the right now, but I can guarantee it's probably 7 to 8 years.
Right.
You know, so you buy a $4,000 carpet, and you leave it in your home for 8 years. I think that's $500 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Last time I looked, what's a BMW cost? A lot.
It does.
Right? Yeah. And so again, it goes back to, let's not be our own worst enemies
right.
and gravitate back towards price. And the worst thing any retailer can do in any business is to sell a lot of product at very low margins. You just spin your way out of business quicker.
All right, well, let's, before we run out of time, just quick, some of the quick highlights. You've got your group down here. Attendance, I guess, is maybe a little bit off from, you know, the peaks of bringing all your members down, but I'd say it's pretty good, though, isn't it?
I mean, surprisingly, I think last kind of, we have over 2,000 people here, which is almost the same amount we had a year ago. So despite the economic climate, what's so fascinating to me about this organization is these folks can't wait to get here. And the power of this group is the networking and the ability to talk to each other and what's working and what's not. We are what we are because of the members.
Mm-hmm.
My job is to take the best of what they do and regurgitate it across.
Spread it around.
Spread around. And so for me, that's extremely exciting.
Yeah. So a couple of highlights for this convention. While people are down here, naturally, like you say, they're going to be networking. They're going to talk to you know, other people that might be able to help them with some of the issues they're having to address. But what are some of the other things they'll see while they're down here?
Well, our theme was Carpet One Floor and Home means business. And we started the convention with no fanfare. No Las Vegas style stuff. We had our members in a short video saying we're stronger together. And my introduction was, look, we're going to do a lot at this convention, but we're going to focus on three things and three things only. We're going to show you things that are going to drive more traffic to your stores through different types of media and advertising that you've never seen before, which we reveal to them. We're going to help you close more sales with some fancy new programs that you'll learn about, and some new exclusive product lines that we have introduced. And we're going to show you the techniques that the most successful members in our entire organization are using today to increase their average ticket by 20, 30, 40%.
Yeah.
And that's what we focused on. So so the first day was kind of that. Our members are now, you know, in a what we call speed dating, which is kind of fun. It gets them out. But all of our core suppliers are kind of going through in smaller breakouts what our initiatives and programs. And then tomorrow, we're very fortunate because we have access to intellectual capital in the form of Howard Brodsky, in the form of Rick Bennett, our new co-CEO, who spent 27 years and was the president of the May Company. I've got a little bit of a background in retailing myself.
Yeah,
but
right.
we have folks that have tremendous skill sets in real estate services and financials, in Citibank financing, certainly our product expertise with Sandy Mishkin. And tomorrow we're going to have a panel discussion, which will be very invigorating, showing our members what they can do, what they can go back and do, three or four simple things that will have a positive impact on their business.
So you're helping people with their business skills. You're exposing them then to some things that are working in the marketplace.
Yeah, the panel will be Rick Bennett, Howard Brodsky, myself,
Ronnie
Caesar, who's our Vice President of Real Estate Services, because lease payments and occupancy costs and knowing how to negotiate fairly with the landlord in this economic time is very important. We have a consultant who works with our members, probably worked with over 150 members so far, based on things like cash management. And how do you effectively leverage your balance sheet so that you have more cash flow into your business? Mm-hmm. And simple techniques that you can do when it comes to deposit requirements and when it comes to payables and when it comes to how you compensate your sales professionals. So our members are going to walk away with very simplistic, you know, I coined the phrase quick hit. It's a one-page simple, here's what you can do to prepare for a meeting with your landlord. Quick hits.
Right.
Here's what you can do to raise your average ticket by 30%. Here's what you can do to sell financing, again, to double your average ticket and improve your gross margin dollars. Simple things.
All right. Well, it's no wonder they're all coming down here. I mean, this is the kind of information they need during this stage of this type of economy we're in. So,
and by the way, all of what I just said,
yeah,
members told us how to do it. We just regurgitated it, and now we're going to spread it out.
Yeah.
And so here, this is what the most successful are doing.
All right. Well, we're about to run out of time, Eric. I really appreciate you spending time with us. Thanks for inviting us down to be here at your convention. We're talking to Eric Demery, who is the president of Carpet One Floor and Home at the Gaylord, Texas in Dallas. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.